Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Welcome back to the Good Night Dad podcast. This is episode 17. I'm joined by Brandon Schumann. I'm General Eccles, and we are joined again by Amy Avampato, the head administrator at MCA Grammar. Welcome, guys. We're going to get right into it, though. Amy, tell us a little bit about home days.
Well, thank you guys for having this topic on your podcast, because this, to me, I'm most passionate about this topic because it is the heart of our school. It is the foundational day that makes it successful. As we're serving moms and dads and families in this endeavor and we're partnering together, this home day is what makes or breaks the success of the family and how they're experiencing joy and peace, or can I say living hell?
Sorry. I think you can.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say it to that extreme, but on certain days, just ask any mom. We've all had it. It is the heart of our school. Just being aware of how to have a mindset that says this is what I'm being called to as a parent, to engage my mind and my heart, to lead my family and this endeavor, because it's more than academics. It is a walk. It is a journey with the Lord and with one another. And it's all-encompassing. Developing those habits and those mindsets that are linked together are critical.
Initially, just some background on us. Lee and I both grew up in a small town up north of Lubbock and moved to Midland. Never dreamed or have any intention of sending our kids to a private school. Honestly, we'd never even heard of homeschool. We thought that would be illegal or something. We just trusted the system that we were raised in. And so this was a completely foreign concept. So with that, we were coming way out of left field to even consider it. And based on our educational background, we're completely intimidated. I'm speaking for both of us, but Leah especially, because she understood up front this would mainly fall to her to pull this off, so to speak, on a two-day basis out of the week. Understanding, too, that's what we felt like we were supposed to do. That's where the Lord was leading us, so the grace to do that would be there. And in faith, we stepped into that. You may be homeschool kind of people, where Leah's laughed about this with other folks. Sometimes you imagine homeschool families being, we're going to grow our own food and make our own clothes, and I'm going to teach you reading, writing, and arithmetic. But somewhere in between those two extremes, between Leah and I and the granola version of what homeschool means, everybody pretty much falls on that spectrum. Wherever you fall on that spectrum, today we want to develop a realistic picture of what that's going to require on those homeschool days. Amy, how would you encourage mothers specifically, I guess, in those homeschool days?
I would say lean into the dads. Once again, they're the backstop. Good. That's what we always say. So develop your goals together as a family. What do we want our home days to look like? What are we developing in our children? What are the strengths that our kids have? What are their weaknesses? You'll be learning more how they learn, what their learning styles are, but also be aware of your personal wiring and your strengths and weaknesses and how you learn, because that's where the rub always comes, isn't it? We're this body of Christ that we're working together.
Just the understanding for the mother that you're going to be learning too. You don't have to be a developed, qualified teacher to embrace this. You've already accomplished the hardest part. That's being a mother.
Yes.
That's in place. It's going to require some learning as well and some demands in that respect on the mother.
So as moms, we're always having a mindset to serve our husbands and manage our homes well and lead our children. So that whole realm of the responsibility and role that we have as women in God's kingdom is really wide. So you have to narrow down into, okay, what does this part of my role look like as far as providing this educational compartment of my child's learning? And that's the first thing I would say is don't compartmentalize it. That's our tendency. Mm. We want to address the hearts of our kids before we address the academics. Think of academics and learning routines as a way of developing their character. And when you're doing that, that's going to start with looking at your day. You know, what's the very beginning of your day going to look like? Because that's going to set the tone for the rest of your day. We're a homeschooling family, having had four kids and homeschooled them throughout the course, you know, of up to 6 years. Those days will look different just because there's different things that happen. So being flexible, that's a big part of it. But the number one thing I'd say is guarding your day. It's really easy to let little things come in, sometimes big things come in, and steal your time. And so if your priority is to look at this home study sheet, that's our lesson plan, follow it for the day, as well as analyze it and see what are some things that I need to focus on, what are some things I can cut out. as much as you can within our tight structure, you're able to accommodate a little bit for each child what their learning styles are and how they're motivated. That's a big task. So yeah. You have to spend some time planning, and you're going to need time planning together, I would say, as husband and wife. And for those moms out there who are single doing this, get together with other moms and get ideas.
So that's strategizing as a general sense of how we want our home days to look like, but then each home day is different. And so it's strategizing, okay, I've got my lesson plans for today. How do I strategize to work through this with where my child's needs are and address those specifically?
You're in your home setting, and you know, depending on if you have one child or four kids, you're going to need to manage your space, because when you have lots of people or different things that you're doing around the house, you need to have a way to navigate. So giving children a space and a way to organize them to where they can be initiating starting in the morning is really helpful. We have lots of moms who are really good at giving tips on that. Some of our early training at the beginning of the school is very helpful to come to and listen to those tips. And if you ever have questions about it, those are one of those things that you can come be at one of our workshops. We have a Help for the Home Days workshop that's helpful too. And just ask other moms. We currently have a Facebook page.
How often do the Help for the Homeschool Days occur?
We have workshops every Friday, and they're different topics. Most often they're related to subjects like reading, writing, math, but there is one in particular called Help for the Home Days, and that's usually here in October.
I really appreciate just the practicality of what you're saying about set place, set time, just to create a sense of focus for those days. And Lee and I, what we've discovered, and even beyond homeschool, is Lee is a very capable person in a lot of respects. With that being the base understanding, whenever I get home at the end of the day and she's overwhelmed, typically we can go to the bank on the fact that that means she's trying to do more than she's been given to do. She's trying to accomplish something what I should be doing, authority in the house, or she's answered too many phone calls during the day and she's trying to be a daughter and a sister and a friend, and that's become too much. That's become overwhelming. The sense I get is that maybe a lot of, especially younger moms or newer MCA families, it becomes overwhelming and they think that it's an MCA thing or that homeschooling is what's overwhelming, when it sounds like on a practical level, more than likely, they're adding too many things to that instead of really focusing
Really focusing on
what the demands are for their kids getting their homeschooling that day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good take? Or?
Yes, I'd say that's just a common part of all of our lives. In the day that we live in, there's so many things pulling on us. And so we have 24 hours in a day. How are we going to prioritize those? That's the question.
Right.
We each face that all the time. We often tell ourselves, I don't have enough time to get this done. There's too much, like you're saying. But if you really stop and look at, okay, what are my goals? I always go back to my goals. What are we doing here? Why are we doing school this way? And how can I manage it well? It is going to take a partnership with the dads. And so that is a really good point. You know, there are certain things in our home. My husband is the math tutor. He's the math and science guy. He's the high-level reasoning for apologetics and all those hard things at the upper school.
Yeah.
But he's also available. And I think that's the main thing. Dads need to be available. And if you guys are working dads, and so you know when your wives call and say, hey, do you have a minute? Try to give them a minute. I know it's hard sometimes, but it may just be that they need to say, I have this on my plate. What do you think? And yeah. Then you can help them navigate. Or it may be you actually have a set time, hopefully on a week or a weekend, that you're taking a specific subject and doing that. A lot of dads like to do the read aloud part with their families. Just make it something that's structured around your family's specific personality,
yeah.
The things that you love to do.
Yeah, one of the things that I'm hearing you say on this is just, this echoes back to just the very foundation of the school, and that is the idea that parents are the primary educator.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're here for as a school is we're to help empower you in your homeschool journey. And when you sign up at MCA, you are a teacher. You are, in many ways, the primary teacher that just gives specific one-on-one or one-on-five, if you've got five kids, instruction, direction, guidance. And then what MCA provides is some of the structure for how that can be done. And we're here to help you in that process of fulfilling out that God-given mandate. Because biblically, at the end of the day, God is going to ask each of us when we face Him to say, how did you manage your child's education? Did you teach them in the things that they needed to know in order to become the kinds of people that I created them to be. And we'll give an account for that. And Home Days is a fantastic opportunity for us to really lean into that and address that, I'm not going to say all important issue, but definitely one of the primary issues that God's given each of us as mom and dads to face.
Right. And along those lines, Brandon, I'm so thankful you brought that up. Conflict is an opportunity to grow.
Absolutely.
So when we're going through our day and we're going to have conflict, aren't we? We're at home, we're dealing with young ones in our own hearts, and everything that's happening in the context of a home day is a response to what our worldview is. I mean, if you get down to the bottom line, what are we teaching our kids about biblical worldview and who God is? So is it more important to get everything checked off the home study sheet? Or is it more important to sit down and say, what are you having trouble with? What's your struggle right now? Are you fearful? What's motivating you? And get to the heart of those issues and spend that time that will be a lifelong, character growing, God honoring time, as opposed to, okay, do you know your grammar? Do you know your nouns and your verbs? Talk about those things that are going to be feeding into how their attitude is when they are picking up the pencil to do their work.
That's one thing that I think Leah would tell anybody as far as her personal testimony about homeschool days is exactly what you're speaking to. The thing she wouldn't trade for anything would be her and the boys struggling and suffering together with each other, with the subject, with time restraints, with pressures. You can't put a price tag on that. The kids are going to be struggling and suffering in a sense wherever they're at. In this environment, you're doing it together at a kitchen table. The little brother's there to watch it and see it. A lot of ministry goes on in a sense that is missed otherwise. In another world, you might have a teacher that's aware enough to notice that Cannon's acting different today or he seems down. You might get a note and then have to begin to address that, or you could have spent the day walking through that with your kids. And that's what Lee has found most valuable about the homeschool experience. And academically, it certainly has advantages, but character-wise and ultimately faith-wise, I can't think of a better way to do this.
It's suffering with a purpose.
Yeah. Oh, that's well put. Well put.
And I think for us to realize as parents, you know, we can only give as much as we have filled ourselves up and how much God's given us. That's His grace. That's ultimately the issue here. He is going to provide for us what He's called us to. It's going to be really hard on those days that we haven't really taken that time to just sit and be quiet before the Lord, and not to be legalistic about it, but in the course of a day, that's going to look like multiple times for us moms. When we get to go have a break, the break is literally going to the bathroom. They're still knocking on the door. They're shoving their papers under the door saying, can you just check this off? Can you initial it, please? And so whatever it takes, you know, so for dads to realize that too, and try to create some time and space for the moms to be able to have a Sabbath, you know, not necessarily on a Sunday. I mean, we want that for sure, but there's going to be those times where they just need to have some completely off time.
I'd encourage dads too. Amy, you already hit on it, and it seems like such a small thing, especially to the typical man, father, business working guy. When they ask for a minute is often all that's needed. Give you a little dad tip. Eye contact is a powerful thing. If Leah's got my eyes, she knows she's got me. And typically, and I can give her an hour without giving her my attention, or I could give her a minute, which is all she's asking for, with absolute focus, and it's amazing what can take place in that minute. Amy, what would be some just practical advice that you'd recommend for moms especially? Maybe it's feeling overwhelming. To whatever degree, this is not what I was expecting. This is more than I bargained for. What would be your encouragement for them?
Well, I'd say first, communicating with the classroom teacher and letting them know, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm feeling, this is the reality of what our day looks like. Share an example of what literally a day at your house looks like on a home day. Let someone else evaluate that with you, whether it's a classroom teacher or coming in the office and sit with me or Amanda Bell, Carissa Bledsoe, my assistants. We have so many people that are available and ready to come visit. And that's what a lot of folks do. They just kind of come in. We don't want you to wait till you're pulling your hair out.
Yeah.
You know, see the signs. There's more stress happening than decreasing. And be proactive and ask for help. Ask the other moms in your class. But really take that stance of, I can't do this by myself, because the reality is you can't.
Right.
And that's what we're there for, is as far as providing a service to come alongside and empower you in this journey. So that's the first thing, is just go seek out some help, have some conversation. Moms typically don't have the luxury of having time to engage with one another as much as they may have friends all around, but that's right. Time, that's precious time, but try to carve out that time.
You mentioned this idea earlier, but that gets back to the idea of just guarding your day and realizing that your homeschool days are your on days. Laura and I've learned pretty quickly that's not the day that we go to the HEB, unless it's an emergency. We got to get toilet paper or something like that. We try to guard our day and not schedule all the different appointments that we have on those home days, if at all possible, so we can guard that routine. Because routine is really key. And that sounds like such a drab word, routine, but this idea of kind of a well-worn path, and in the English language, at least, it's very similar to this idea of the roots. The roots of a tree are where they get the nourishment and the nutrients that allow everything else to happen. So these routine days, these on days, these home days are where the nutrients are received for your child as they're learning the math, the writing, the history, and more importantly, the character. That's where they get all of those nutrients that they need in order to become the people that God wants them to be. And so really guard those days and don't just say, we're going to do a little bit of school now, and now we're going to go run off and run a bunch of errands. That's having some very withered roots, and that's going to show up in a lot of other areas.
Leah figured out as a homeschool mom through trial and error and eventually asking for help, it's not laundry day, it's not go to the grocery store day, it's not just turn the phone off, but make sure everybody who normally calls you knows, do not call me on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and here's why, because these are our priorities, and I'm available to you, but not on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's when my boys have me. That may seem a little extreme or harsh, but those are just real simple, practical things that better guaranteed a successful homeschool day with a lot less stress. Obviously, emergencies and things come up, but that all works within the system that we're talking about better than it does in a traditional system.
In keeping with the routine idea, you don't have to have a schedule that's set in stone, but if you have a sequential schedule that says this is what we do first, this is what we do second and third, and you establish that, then the kids have that familiarity and they understand, I'm going to do my math first every day. Typically, that's a good practice just because sometimes that's the lengthiest and sometimes the most rote practicing concept you can do to get started for your day. You can pick any subject, but often I would say pick the subjects that are most difficult and do them in the morning. Even before that, establish what your morning routine looks like. Add into your home study sheet what your kids' chores are for the day, what their memory verse is, different things that you're working on as a family. Incorporate that into your day and let it be a part of it. As you're going through your routines, realize that each child learns differently. Learning styles are just critical to managing how you're teaching your child. And as parents, you know your child better than anyone else, but that doesn't mean that you're going to know exactly how to deal with them. So you might have a kid that you're thinking, traditionally speaking, I want you to sit at the table, be still, listen, and don't respond until I finish. But that kid may be a kinesthetic learner, and he may need to be running around the room or, you know, doing something with his hands. Or you might have a kid who's very nature smart. This is a really good book to read called How Am I Smart by Kathy Cook. We have several copies of that in our resource library. We have several library books that you can check out for parenting and learning. You may have a kid who's nature smart, and they can completely focus and tune in when they're outdoors. But you put them in a house, and they just shut down. Yeah. So there's all these different parts of investigating how your kids are wired and what motivates them. And then also how much time do they need for a break? Because resting is a key element that we in our society and our culture completely miss out on. God created rest to be that time where we're recharging and getting the supply that we need. And it's a gift. Don't discredit. My kids need to get so many hours of sleep.
Right.
They might need to have that rest time, that brain rest time during the day where they have a full hour to just go and choose what they want to do or be outside, or maybe that's your breaks. You know, you guys go outside in the backyard for 10 or 15 minutes, whatever the wiring is of the student. Lean into that. And if you need help with that, we'd love to talk to you about it.
And that's a really fantastic point, that just routines don't have to be rigid.
Right.
And if they are rigid, they'll break.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Whether that's time, mm-hmm. and it's like, nope, it's 10:15, so it's time to move on to the next thing. So we got to hurry up to finish up whatever we're working on so we can be on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing with just sitting down at a desk constantly. I mean, I don't think God made kindergarten for little boys. Probably didn't make it for little girls either. Mm-hmm. But just having a time to say, okay, we did this. Now go jump on the trampoline. Let's go take a quick break and relax.
Yes.
and decompress.
Yes.
Before the next thing that comes up.
Yes, because developmentally, the way we're wired to progress and connect all of the neurological parts that God's, how he's made us, we need to move. I mean, kids need to be climbing trees. They need to be doing a dangerous, you know, balancing act on a fence. You know, they need to be having these activities that are actually engaging all of their gross motor skills in their mind to help them develop. So lean into that. There's a balance to everything, but lean into that.
And sometimes it's a really subtle, small thing. You mentioned the sequence of what subject you're going to do. And every kid's different, but our youngest one, if it was math, was going to be last, and that's what he's dreading or that's what he's most anxious about, then that would affect everything previous to that. And that would make for a real long, frustrating day, and where he's rushing to basically go take a beating, whatever subject he doesn't particularly enjoy. That allow them to move that to first thing and kind of do the heavy lifting early, and then the rest of the day is so much better. And that just brings a release and a freedom that the whole family gets to enjoy in that homeschool day. There's just a lot of, there's 1,000 keys to unlocking this homeschool day as a whole, and there's 1,000 more keys to unlocking each of your kids, but that's the beauty of it. You're there elbow to elbow, skin to skin, heart to heart, and you're getting to see and develop that with them at the same time. And it's invaluable, the level of trust that I think that establishes between the kids and the mother and the dad as well, but particularly the kids to the mother. That our oldest is in college now. We've got a junior and an eighth grader, and our boys will come to Leah to talk about things that isn't typically what teenage guys are talking to their mother about these days. And that trust was hard earned, and it was earned at a kitchen table 8 years ago. It makes me emotional because I really want people to understand the value, the incalculable value of those seemingly frustrating beat down times with your kid on a particular subject or on a particular day in a particular circumstance. Amy and I talked about way back in the summer and kind of the genesis of this podcast, I guess, at least for me personally. It's like, I don't think there's a lot of mothers and families that are deciding to go to MCA that really have a real idea of what this is going to look like on a daily basis. And my first thought is we need an 8-hour video of what a home day looks like. And they've got to sit there and watch 8 hours of this in real life, real time. And then they get to decide if they want to come to MCA. And that's extreme, but I think in a sense that is valuable. So we're doing our part, and Amy and the staff and the administration at the school, your tutors, your teachers, your mentor families, they're all available, if you're interested, to help you draw a very clear understanding and expectation. And what we've discovered is that anytime we talk to families that are really struggling, it always seems to come to expectation. And I thought this was going to be, we'd be done by noon. I thought our home days were going to be fun. And it's not that they can't be, and it's not that you can't be finished by noon, but we're talking to a mom that it's like, we've been going 9 hours and we're going to have to get up early tomorrow. And that's not typical. That's not normal, but that does happen. I think a lot of people would be a lot better prepared for what's to come if the expectations were more clearly drawn and that family embraced those expectations. And then we're just better set to endure. We're better set to overcome. And as dads, we're better set to encourage is a set of rigorous demands, especially for the mom, and that she's not alone. I think that would remedy so much of the frustration that seemingly comes. And so dads, be an encourager. Amy, is there anything else that you want to share about homeschool days?
Trust in the Lord and know that he loves your kids more than you do, and he knows what they need more than you know.
Amen.
That's right. We're going to close with that. So listeners, trust in the Lord, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy, empowering parents in their homeschool journey.